Welcome to Just a Minute. Sue Perkins here, and as the Minute Wars fades away, what an utter joy it is to welcome you back to Just a Minute. First of all, let me introduce you to the four magnificent players who are here with me to play the game today. They are Desiree Birch, Giles Brandreth, Emma Siddy and Tony Hawkes. Please whoop and cheer for all four of them. As per usual, I'm going to ask them to speak on a given subject for 60 seconds, where they'll try not to hesitate, repeat or deviate. So, best of British, everyone, and we're going in. And Desiree, we're going to start with you, my darling.
Right.
The subject is getting ghosted.
All right.
Can you tell us about getting ghosted in 60 seconds, starting now?
Getting ghosted is that modern phenomenon that young people experience whilst talking to someone over text or phone when suddenly the other party just disappears. I have been ghosted in the most extraordinary way because after revealing to a mutual friend that I had a secret crush on him for years, he subsequently died. There is no better way of ghosting than simply disappearing from this planet. I was actually impressed, and I thought, you know, this could get better if you did come back as a ghost, but haunted everyone else but me. And I heard tales of all of the different places that you visited and other people that you said boo to, but you still wouldn't reply to me. Now, fortunately, we had a very nice relationship, and he did have a very quick death, which is good for him.
Tony, you buzzed.
Was it close to the end?
Of course it was.
Well, oh.
It was.
You're going to be ghosted by a lot of people tonight.
What was your challenge?
Oh, it was only 5 seconds to go.
Look,
tell me.
I just feel everyone hates me now.
Tony.
I can't really say what it was. I can't reveal what
you
it
have
was.
To. You have yeah. to.
Repetition of very.
Ah, yes,
oh, Tony.
Well, I told you, I didn't want to say it. You made me.
I know. I was trying so very hard to alert everyone to the fact
Sorry.
That Desiree was about to get her minute, but you're right under the rules of the game.
Rules is rules, Tony.
Everyone's got 29 minutes of hating me. Why don't you give us the other 5 seconds and then I can withdraw mine?
You can't withdraw. No. Those are the rules.
No.
So, 5 seconds remain on the clock. And just to remind you, it's getting ghosted, Tony, and your time starts now.
I was haunted by a ghost once for 5 seconds for buzzing somebody when they'd nearly finished a minute.
Tony spoke as the whistle went, gets the point. Now, Giles, a request for the DJ.
What?
It's a disc jockey, my darling, an ancient phrase used to describe the person spinning the music discs.
A request for the DJ.
A request for the DJ, like a musical, like a musical.
I've got it.
Yes? Have you got it? You've got 60 seconds, and your time starts now.
You can look at this in several ways. In fact, I went into Moss Bros and said, I need a new DJ. My current dinner jacket is coming apart at the seams. I've grown too large for it. They said, why do you require this DJ? I said, because I've been invited to be a DJ at a rather amusing party given by Sue Perkins for some of her older friends. What will you be playing on your stylus with your instruments there? I said, the Ink Spots is a favourite band of mine, or the Beverly Sisters. People of that era. I love the music of Cole Porter, the Gershwins. This is the kind of sound that people want to hear when I am doing the DJ. And I also...
Emma.
He has repeated people. The word people. Yes, repetition.
He has repeated people. That's you have true. Repeated people, yes.
Yeah. Well done. Well done, Emma.
Thanks, guys.
A correct challenge, Emma. Well done. Can I just say, if you came to my party and played the Beverly Sisters... It would righteously kick off, my friend.
Weren't they wonderful? Did you know them?
No, because I'm not 175 years old. Giles insists on talking to me as if we're a peer group.
Yes.
I'm saying repetition of people, and that's a correct challenge from you, Emma, and you get the subject, which is a request for the DJ starting now.
Nowadays, a request for the DJ doesn't come without its...
Yes, Tony?
Oh, I think it was a hesitation.
Oh, really?
I don't know what it was. I quite enjoyed it. So, yes, correct. Challenge. 18 seconds, Tony. A request for the DJ starting now.
I have a request for the DJ. Talk less. They really get on my nerves, particularly in the morning. They're so enthusiastic and they have a crew with them. Everybody talking at huge speed and it doesn't make me feel like I want to get up. No, no, no.
I'm sorry. I did not...
I heard the whistle on no and I thought, oh, I'm free to do two
no,
more.
No. You heard the buzz first, and that made you think, oh, I've lost it. I've lost it in the last quarter of a second.
This is when you want VAR, or a sort of photo finish. I think it was a no-no buzz.
Oh.
I mean, it was a very close-run thing. I think in this instance, I'm going to give Tony the benefit of the doubt, but I want you to know, and I'm not going to look at you as I say that, because I know what it does to you, I will be giving you the benefit of the doubt later, Giles.
Thank
okay?
You.
You're very welcome. And Tony, we are with you now. What's that wonderful smell?
What?
Is the subject. And you've got 60 seconds on What's That Wonderful Smell? And your time starts now.
What's that wonderful smell is something that you might hear someone say after newly cut...
Giles.
The hesitation.
There was a ponderance there. There was an element of whimsy. There was something...
expressed in the form of a hesitation.
Yeah, I mean, normally, it's time to give you the benefit of the doubt, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I give it to you gladly. So, yeah, with 52 seconds remaining, Giles.
Some people will know that recently I acquired an air fryer.
Tony.
She hasn't told you the subject yet. She likes to do that.
She hasn't told you. She likes to do it. It's her only job.
Do you know? I mean, Sue.
Yes.
Forgive me if I spoke prematurely.
You did.
I do apologise.
You're not known for speaking prematurely.
No, but no, the problem is I don't speak prematurely because I don't stop speaking. I do apologise.
You got excited. Let's put it down to some puppyish enthusiasm. 52 seconds
remaining. What's the subject again?
What's that wonderful smell?
Yes.
What is that wonderful smell? You've got 52 seconds starting now.
What is that wonderful smell is the phrase that Sue Perkins uses in my most special dream, because we are going out on a date. We meet in an old-fashioned way, no Tinder or Grindr for us. No, we are a delicious couple, and I always spray myself all over with a fragrance that combines roses with mimosa. And what is that wonderful smell is what our wonderful host says.
Oh.
Wonderful is on the card.
No, but host, I think, didn't you?
No,
say it?
No,
right at the
no,
beginning.
No.
No repetition of host, I don't think.
No,
I
no, there was no repetition. There was a bit of deviation towards the end of
the
dream, but that's
neither here. Look into my eyes. Was no hesitation there. I'm going to give you 24 seconds to turn this horrific dreamscape around.
Yeah.
What's that wonderful smell starting now?
In the kitchen, I have a grinder that I use for the onions and for the cheese.
Tony.
Repetition of Grindr.
Yeah.
It is different spelling. Different spelling of Grindr.
Actually, one is a capital G.
Yes, it's spelt differently. One has no E. But it's a homonym, am I right?
Yes.
It sounds the same, and that's good enough for the radio medium for me.
Yeah.
It's Grindr.
Yeah. It's the first time anyone's ever said repetition of Grindr on Radio 4.
It's going to do wonders for their stock. Yeah. They're thinking, how can we increase our sort of fan base?
Yeah.
And suddenly the Radio 4 audience will immediately start downloading and then immediately trying to get it off their phone.
No, I don't think so. It's all over the Archers nowadays.
Grindr?
Oh, absolutely. I'm sitting down on the farm. Oh, yeah.
Other apps are available.
Other apps are.
Yes.
Yeah, they are. Yes, repetition of Grindr. Tony, 18 seconds. What's that wonderful smell starting now?
What's that wonderful smell, she said. Brew Stratus, I said. Not Blue Stratus, which is what I should have said.
Desiree.
Repetition of said.
Yeah, and some real madness as well going on in the midst of
that. I got it wrong. Does anyone remember Blue Stratos? It was a thing from about, I don't know, the 70s. It was a...
Oh, well, I'm as old as Giles, so of course I remember it.
We're both as young as each other, that's the point.
I refuse to be tethered to you. I've got 20 years on you, pal. Yeah. I've still got it. Desperate.
Can I say I've still got it too? Yeah. Talk to my friends on Grindr.
Desiree, you buzzed in, and in many ways, you've saved the BBC. Yeah. 11 seconds, please make it end, starting okay. now.
What's that wonderful smell? I said out loud as my eyes rolled back into my head and my lid shut, and I remembered my mother holding me in a field of flowers, saying, "You will be a good girl."
Desiree, speaking as the whistle went, gets the point. And that's the end of the round. Let's have a quick little gander at the scores. In third place, we've got Emma and Joint. Second, we've got Giles and Desiree. And leaping out ahead, we've got Mr. Tony Hawks. Oh. And Emma, we are with you now. This is your subject, and it is Dame Maggie Smith.
Mm.
Oh. 60 seconds on the venerable Dame Maggie Smith. Your time starts now.
The late and great Dame Maggie Smith was also brilliant at accents. She did a Scottish accent occasionally.
Oh.
Giles. No.
A mistake.
Yes.
Yes.
It was... Own it.
What were you going to say, Giles?
I was going to say repetition of accent, but there was an accent and an accent.
Yes.
And I withdraw.
Thank you, Giles.
No, it's the least I can do under the circumstances.
And also the rules. So that was an incorrect challenge by Giles. 52 seconds remain on Dame Maggie Smith, starting now.
Dame Maggie Smith would sometimes speak in a voice so posh that it would sound like it was from the Highlands. That kind of way of talking that actually sounds like it's totally...
Desiree.
Repetition of sounds?
A correct challenge, repetition of sounds. Very well spotted, Desiree. Very well spotted indeed. And you get the subject, Dame Maggie Smith. Tell us everything you've got. 39 seconds. Your time starts now.
Dame Maggie Smith is most notable to Americans not only as Professor McGonagall in the Harry Potter films, but as the queen of side-eye in Downton Abbey. She was always busy spilling and having that tea. She was so fantastic of casting a glance that would let you know exactly what your place was in her estimation. And indeed your class in that abode. Dame Maggie Smith connoted power wherever she went. She always had majesty when she walked as a dowager with that cane. She was more likely to hit you with it than...
I just really liked her in that role. It was kind of amazing.
That was a beautiful homage. Spoke as the whistle went. You get a point.
Nice.
Thoroughly well deserved. Now, Giles, we're with you now. Last minute shopping. Mm. What can you tell us about that in 60 seconds, Giles? Your time starts now.
My last example of last minute shopping was when I needed to cook a special meal for my good friend, and well, she's much younger than me, but I still regard her as somebody who is an ami in the French phrase. She's called Sue Perkins, and she was coming over for an evening repast, and I thought I need an air fryer because I've got to cook this very quickly. So it was done at the last minute. I popped into this shop and I said, "Do you have an air?" Oh, no.
Tony.
Repetition of air.
Yes.
Hot air, I think, quite a lot.
Hot air indeed. 33 seconds, correct challenge. It's all yours starting now.
I enjoy going into a supermarket, be it Asda, Lidl or any of the other ones, when it's 1 minute before closing time.
Giles.
I'm sorry. I know Tony quite well. I've known him for many, many years. He would not be seen dead in Lidl. If there's a Waitrose man, it is Tony Hawks. I mean, that's all I'm saying. So it's deviation, it's another fantasy, going into Lidl, trying to appeal to the audience.
Yeah,
I
gather you're right.
Person,
yeah.
You know.
Right, I'm going to show you my loyalty card.
No.
Tony is delving into his pockets. We're going to have this verified by an independent third party. Here we go, let's have
Hang
a
on.
Look.
Right, we got it.
I can confirm he has Lidl Plus on his phone. Yeah!
Waitrose manner, Giles.
Yeah. I'm not coming round to supper on Thursday anyway, that's the one.
How dare you? The middle Lidl has some of the most exceptional bargains known to man. All supermarkets equally and gratefully welcome.
Yes, I did get £20,000 from Lidl for saying that, but there.
Right, so you've got 24 seconds. You've shown yourself to be a man of the people. You also get the subject last-minute shopping back, starting now.
The last minute inside one of those places can be a beautiful place. Everyone else has gone.
Desiree.
Is that a repetition of place?
Place and places.
Okay.
I think an incorrect
All right.
challenge.
Please continue.
17 seconds remaining, Tony, starting now.
I love to go last-minute shopping, particularly at Christmas. Why am I going fast when it takes longer? Let's go...
Oh. Emma.
Hesitation.
Unless it was. So you get the subject. Last-minute shopping, starting now.
I find last-minute shopping quite stressful. It makes me very sweaty, and I often think I should have brought a change of clothes. This last-minute shopping is so unbelievably taxing. And in...
Lovely. Speaking as the whistle went, and you get that point. Tony, we're with you now. My favourite pizza topping. Well, not hesitating, repeating or deviating. My favourite pizza topping. Your time starts now.
I don't really have a favourite pizza topping, which is going to make the next 57 seconds very long and difficult for me. But were I to imagine one, it might be pepperoni, but suspended from a height above the pizza. No reason for this, but again, it's filling seconds in an important...
Giles.
Repetition of seconds.
Yes, correct challenge. Well listened out for. 38 seconds starting now.
I love a pizza, particularly one that has the topping that is pineapple. Fruit for me works on a pizza. I know a lot of people don't like that, but when I went to Hawaii, everybody said to me, you must have a pizza topping that comes from our locality. I've also had avocado and pear and apple on my pizzas. I don't like...
Tony.
Which one's your bloody favourite? Yeah. Yeah. He's hedging his bets, though, listing them all. I want to know. I was honest enough to say that I didn't have a favourite.
You were.
I don't think he has a favourite. I think he's found out.
Oh, yes.
And I think...
Oh, yes. I have a favourite.
Well, tell us what it is.
I'm building.
Sure, it'll be mango or something.
Oh, it'll be...
Spoiler. Spoiler. Have you seen my cooking show?
I would ask you to warm to your theme, otherwise I will accept further challenges on deviation.
I will warm to my theme.
Great. Your 16 seconds starts now.
Fanny Craddock, that curious cross between Mary Berry and Jeremy Clarkson, once showed me the ideal pizza topping. It included all sorts of fruits of the field and also meat.
Tony.
Repetition of fruit.
No. No.
Fruit, I think. Fruit
no.
Fruit and fruits.
I gave
Can I at least be the arbiter of this? You just shouted, no, no, no. That's not how it works. There's a procedure.
Of course.
There is a format, however tenuous.
Oh, I love it when you're fierce like this.
I know. I'm being very careful not to look at him as I'm fierce, because that can excite to the point of utter distraction.
I think I listed fruits by individual name. I don't think I actually
I don't think
called
he's
them
I'm fruits. Asking you to be quiet, so I make my judgment.
Are you allowed to send him out?
I'd like to. I'd like to send him
to... It could be the first time it's ever happened. Someone had actually been sent off. You could give him a red card, and then we could... Yeah. Oh, there's a bit of sympathy there. maybe a yellow card, then.
To be fair, you said fruit. The challenge was for fruits, I think. You did not repeat it. But because you are an absolute stool, I'm going to give it to Tony. And that's the way you learn.
No.
It's like teaching a puppy. It's no, Giles. Oh. It is no.
Oh, my God.
You have been told.
When you channel this inner Barbara Woodhouse, there's something in me. Honestly, I have
you
to say...
You will be punished every time.
Oh, go on, say it again. Say it again.
Yeah. Giving him what he wants.
Oh. Yes, you're absolutely right. I'm in a bind here. I can't win.
Oh, who needs an air fryer?
You've got 4 seconds, Tony. Please end this, starting now.
My favourite pizza topping is fried egg, and I love it whacked.
Right. Let's have a little look at where the scores lie. In third place, Emma. In second place, Desiree. In joint first place, which gives us something really to play for. And just 1 point ahead of Desiree, we've got Tony and Giles. Yes. Desiree, we're with you, my lovely, right. And your subject is binge-watching. Can you speak for 60 seconds on binge-watching for me? Your time starts now.
As the newest reporter at the Chicago Sun-Times, I was deployed to watch the hot dog eating competition at Nathan's. Binge-watching indeed, as these people binged on these pork remains, shoved into casing, dunking them into water to get them down their gullets just a little bit faster. Who are these people who will show up to contests where they have to down 10 Carolina Reapers?
Emma.
Repetition of down.
Yeah, you're right.
It was. I really want to hear more about that. That was great. Sorry. Were you really a reporter for the Chicago Sun Tribune?
No, no.
I got you.
Girl, you're convincing.
Yeah. I just needed a reason to be watching a food competition besides my own gluttony and derangement.
So I don't really like my toppings suspended above...
Like a Tom Cruise Mission Impossible pepperoni just hovering.
I just said it. It's not really true. No.
All right.
But I am on Grindr.
Right. Binge watching. Yes, it was a successful challenge, Emma. Well done. You get the subject with 31 seconds remaining. Binge watching starting now.
One of the things I am most shameful of in my life is that I binge watched the TV show Made in Chelsea. It is so boring. It is bad. It features people like... I can't say their name.
Sorry, I felt there was a bit of a hesitation.
It was because I was about to really slate some real people, and that's not cool.
No, this is the show for that. Really?
You've kept your dignity. You really have.
Thanks.
Giles, on the other hand. Now, you buzzed, and yes, a correct challenge. 17 seconds remaining on binge-watching, starting now.
The world is such a miserable and ghastly place that my wife and I no longer watch the television news. Instead, we binge-watch The Good Old Days. This was a programme that was made between the 1950s and the 1990s.
Oh! Tony!
Repetition of 19!
Oh. Yes! Yes.
Surprised at you.
Yeah, I know. Honestly. I'm surprised at myself. Mm.
To make such a mistake. You've let the side down. correct challenge, 3 seconds on the clock, Tony. Oh, time starts now. Oh. I know, time starts now.
I have been watched a box set.
Emma!
What do you pronounce binge watch? Bin watch?
What is bin watch?
What is that?
I think that's on BBC Two at 8 o'clock. It's a correct challenge. He said bin watch.
I did
say bin watch.
How long
that's deviation. You've got a second. Bring it home, baby. Time starts now.
Made in Chelsea is a fantastic
And sadly, we're now entering our final round. Oh. I know. Thank you for that. It warms the cockles. Giles, it's with you. And you've got Wimbledon.
Wimbledon?
1 minute, Giles, on Wimbledon, starting now.
I appeared at the Wimbledon Theatre, a beautiful Edwardian playhouse, last in 1990 in a production of Cinderella. We loved being in Wimbledon. Bonnie Langford played the title role, Brian Connolly was Buttons, and we had Barbara Windsor, the dame herself, as the Fairy Queen. Jan Hunt was Prince Charming. It was an outstanding production. It must be said my Baron Hardup was much amused by all sorts of people. And the manager of the Wimbledon Theatre took me upstairs to...
Tony.
Repetition of theatre.
Yes, indeed. Ah. Tony, we're very glad, I think, for this, because as a very fine tennis player, this could be right up your strata. 30 seconds remaining on Wimbledon, starting now.
Oh, how I enjoy it every year at SW19. The players put on their white clothes, parade up the centre court, and the crowd go crazy. Another spectacle, batting that ball over the net. We love to see the new rivalry...
Emma.
Repetition of love.
Yay!
Giles, could I ask that you try and keep your inner child inner?
But Emma is the Venus Williams of this game. My God, that was a wonderful shot. It was beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you, Serena Williams.
Yeah.
A great challenge, a really good poach, Emma. 14 seconds, Wimbledon, starting now.
Wimbledon is a movie by Woody Allen, famously not a very good one. So many people thought that film was rubbish, but...
Tony.
I don't think it was Woody Allen at all.
Yeah. Yes, it was a film. It was directed by Woody Allen.
No, I don't.
A friend of mine was in it. Definitely.
Get the Google out, somebody.
Get the Google out.
Do you think it was...
What am I thinking of, then?
No, it was. I saw it.
You're thinking of Hannah and her sisters. Or Husbands and Wives, or Annie Hall.
Annie Hall.
No, it definitely was. Emma is totally right on this. It may have been called something like Love All, but it was definitely set in Wimbledon.
Yes,
what
but it wasn't Wimbledon.
Alexa, can you give us the name of Woody Allen film?
Bothering me, Giles. I've told you. Please stop asking me questions. Deep into the night. They're so upsetting. That's a different film, I'm afraid. So Match Point, very different from what we're talking about, which is Wimbledon. But nonetheless, for some unknown reason, just simply because I like her and because I'm just sick of the sound of jars, I'm going to give it to you, Emma, and say, make it end. With 4 seconds remaining, you were talking about completely different films, basically. Talking about completely
I would argue I did
one
think
minute
it was
ago, I had absolute power. Sorry. You're allowed to make your case. Go on, make your case.
I do think, from my perspective, it was called Wimbledon, but maybe my perspective is absurd.
No.
That's like saying that The Empire Strikes Back, from my perspective, is called Debbie Does Dallas.
Right. OK, fine.
But do you know what? I really liked your chutzpah, and for that, I'm giving it to you with 4 seconds
yes.
remaining.
Yeah.
Wimbledon, let's have it starting now.
At Wimbledon, you can play tennis. What a lovely sport.
Well, this is the sentence I thought I'd never say, and that's the end of the show. Right, let's have a look at the scores. It's very tightly bunched. We've third place, we've got Desiree, we've got Giles in second spot, and in joint first, we have Tony and Emma! And then, my lovely, sadly, we've got to leave you. First of all, thank you to our incredible players of the game, Desiree Birch, Charles Brandreth, Emma City and Tony Hawkes. And, of course, it'd be remiss of me not to say that we are indebted to both Ian Messiter and Nicholas Parsons. We also thank Sarah Nichols for blowing her whistle so delicately and keeping the scores and keeping me in check so brilliantly. The producer was Georgia Keating, and this was a BBC Studios audio production for Radio 4. And this is me, Sue Birkin, saying thanks ever so for listening, wherever you are. And do join us next time we all play Just a Minute. Thank you.